Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ. I'm Todd Weinbrenner. Thanks for joining us for the Community Forum, and I have a special guest in studio today. We have a holiday tradition here at WJEZ, and Donnie Simmons comes in each and every year to talk about Thanksgiving food safety, or as he put it just moments ago, we're going to talk turkey.
How are you, Donnie? I'm great.
It is great to have you here because it's my opportunity to say things that are more ridiculous than usual and try to illustrate how not to approach your Thanksgiving food safety. So I guess what I would say is if you've got a frozen turkey for Thanksgiving, you should just fill the sink with lukewarm water and just let it sit there for a few days, and it'll be all thawed nice and safe when you're done, right?
Well, I would say probably reserve a cot or a bed at the hospital because you'll probably be ending up there. But
yeah,
no, that's probably one of the worst things you could do in terms of thawing a turkey. Yeah, but you know, in terms of Thanksgiving preparation, it's all about planning. And you're right, thawing is one of the big ones because what people don't realize is how long it takes to thaw out a turkey. Mm-hmm. It takes about 24 hours to thaw every 4 to 5 pounds of turkey. So if you have a 20 pound turkey, you know, it's gonna take a significant amount, about 5 days to thaw. So, you know, some people may want to start thinking about thawing their turkeys out if it's frozen this weekend, so it's ready. And it can stay in the refrigerator, you know, unthawed for a couple of days, and it'll be perfectly safe.
I should point out, too, that I've had enough conversations with you to know that it's the standing water that's the problem. Now, I think in the past you've told me that you can thaw a turkey safely under running water.
Well, yeah, you can actually running water, or you can put it in a sink with cold water as long as you empty the water out about every 30 minutes, and then it should be safe. But if you're going to do it that way, it's about 30 minutes for every pound of turkey.
Okay.
So you can, you know, if you forget to put in the refrigerator and you need to get it thawed, you can start that morning, but you need to make sure, because what happens with that water becomes a bacterial soup that warms up, and then we've got a lot of bacteria multiplying and reproducing, and then you have a bad scenario.
Let's talk about once we get the turkey thawed, what's your recommendation for cooking the turkey? Because I've heard all kinds of theories from cooking the turkey at 500 degrees for a short period of time to putting the turkey in the oven overnight at 200 degrees. What do you recommend?
Well, what I would tell people is generally the times for cooking a turkey, for a 4 to 6 pound turkey, it's going to take about an hour and a half to two and a quarter hours or 2.5 hours. For a 20 pound turkey, it's going to take about 4.5 hours to 5 hours. But those are recommended times. That what you really, really need in your kitchen, and this is probably and I'll preach this to everybody, the most important tool in your kitchen is a thermometer. And, you know, after those times, you should really take 3 temperatures of your turkey to make sure it's reaching 165 degrees. You want to take a temperature in the breast area, in the thickest part of the leg, and in the wing area to make sure that all 3 of those areas of that turkey is cooked to 165 degrees. That's the only way to know that turkey is done.
Is there wiggle room? Because I've had people say, well, it's 158 degrees. Surely that's enough.
No. 165 degrees is the minimum temperature that's necessary to kill salmonella. So that's why that temperature has been established. And then after you cook it, you should really let it rest for about 20 minutes. And during that resting period, it's actually going to heat up a little bit warmer. So if you cook it to 165 degrees, it may reach 170 degrees, you know, by the time you get ready to serve it, it's actually increased in temperature. It's probably going to be a safer bird to eat.
And I believe also going back to previous conversations, you should not trust the pop-up timer that the poultry producers put in the bird.
Correct. That's a good indicator, just like using time to cook a turkey. But ultimately, we need to have a good thermometer. You know, there's really good thermometers out there that are really inexpensive now. Use that to take the temperature. That's the only way to make sure that thing is cooked. The other thing I want to mention real quick is I didn't realize this, but there's about, during Thanksgiving, there's about 46 million turkeys that are eaten.
Wow.
That's a lot of turkeys that's coming from somewhere that's sold throughout the United States.
Absolutely right. We're talking with Donnie Simmons this morning. He is the Director of Environmental Health at the Livingston County Public Health Department. I may not have mentioned that earlier, but this is our annual conversation about Thanksgiving food safety. Of course, the turkey does not exist on an island. I mean, a lot of people use the drippings, the pan drippings, the juices that come out of the turkey to make their dressings and things like that. Is there a particular problem with that, or is if you've cooked the turkey properly, is everything okay?
Well, it depends on how you, if you want to, you know, put the dressing in the bird. You know, what you need to make sure is you know, if you're going to cook the stuffing ahead of time, you know, put it in the bird when it's done or close to being done, and put it in there loosely. But keep the dressing real moist, because moisture increases temperature and helps with killing bacteria. You know, sort of like a sauna. You know, you walk into a sauna, all that warm air makes it hotter than what it really is versus a dry heat. So a wet heat is a lot better, but you shouldn't pack it in there so tight that it's not going to reach the proper temperature. And you need to make sure that stuffing reaches a temperature of 165 degrees. So you need to make an attempt to take that temperature as well.
I'll be honest with you. I watch the Food Network because I just think it's fascinating to watch those
shows.
Todd,
I don't. So.
Well, I'll tell you what. On the Food Network, they are obsessive about telling people, keep your cutting boards clean, keep your hands clean. What's your advice, Donnie? What do you tell people in terms of getting – if you've handled raw poultry, what do you need to do?
Well, the thing I have about the Food Network is they tell you that kind of stuff, and then if you watch them, they're using these common towels to wipe their hands off with, and aprons to wipe their hands off with, so they defeat the whole purpose. But yeah, what you want to do is try as much as possible to separate all your other foods from becoming contaminated with juices from the turkey, because that's how bacteria travel. So if you get juices from the raw turkey that contaminate other foods, then you're probably not going to cook those foods to 165 degrees, and if they become contaminated, then they could potentially make somebody sick. That's something that we call in the business cross-contamination, and it can be done through cutting boards, knives, hands. So we need to make sure we keep washing our hands and keeping things clean.
And the utensils too, of course.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, you just can't, cut up that turkey and then go over and start cutting up carrots or whatever for a salad or lettuce or whatever, because it's going to have juices on it from that turkey and it's going to contaminate that. And, you know, if it's something that you're not going to cook, then you're going to have some serious problems and health issues down the road.
Let's talk a little bit about the fact that for a lot of us, the Thanksgiving dinner, the actual formal sit down and have the turkey and all the fixings, is just the start of the day. And we're all going to be spending time socializing and watching football and stuff. And there's a lot of grazing that goes on. A lot of food gets left on the table, and you spend your afternoon chasing the dogs away from it. But, you know, a lot of times food is just left out so that people can take things if they get a little more appetite later in the day. Is that a good idea or a bad idea? What should we do with the food once we've had the meal?
Well, it depends on the food. Things that need to be refrigerated should be put in refrigerator as quickly as possible. If you're not going to do that and want to graze, what I would recommend is if you want to leave it on a counter for people to eat, fine, do that. Let it sit there for up to 4 hours, but at that time, throw it away. Do not put it in the refrigerator, because what you're doing is you're allowing it to sit at room temperature and allowing that bacteria, if there's bacteria in that food, to reproduce. So then when you put it in the refrigerator, you know, a lot of people think, oh, it's going to kill the bacteria. No, it doesn't. It just slows down the reproduction of the bacteria. So you're going to have all this bacteria in this food that's in the refrigerator now. So what we would recommend is get that food in the refrigerator as quickly as possible. Break it down. You know, you don't want to take the whole turkey and throw it in the refrigerator because it's never going to cool. You know, if you think it takes a long time to cook it in the oven, think how long it's going to take to cool in a refrigerator. It's probably 40 degrees down to 40 degrees. So break that turkey down into smaller pieces so it's going to cool rapidly and we don't allow that bacteria to reproduce.
I had never thought about that part of it before, is the fact that you're right. I mean, obviously, if you take the full carcass and put it in the refrigerator, the inside of that carcass is going to be warm for a long time, even though it's in the refrigerator.
Right. And, you know, people could do an experiment. They could, if they want to, they could do that and then take temperatures over for the next hours or days and just see how long it takes to cool that turkey down. Or something like stuffing. You know, I've seen people take stuffing and, you know, pack it into a container. Well, if you pack it in a container, it's, you know, it's insulation. It's going to take forever to cool the inside of it. So basically now you've created a perfect breeding ground for bacteria. Even though it's sitting in the refrigerator, it's not going to cool rapidly, and it's going to pose a problem down the road.
Well, Donnie, unfortunately, the time goes quickly when we get on these subjects. So do you have any final thoughts for folks?
Well, if anybody has any questions, I would suggest they go to USDA.gov. They have an excellent webpage that talks about turkey and answers a lot of questions. They actually have an online support person you can ask online about different things. Or you can call our office at 815-844-7174, extension 216, and we'd be more than happy to answer anyone's questions.
Donnie Simmons pays us an annual visit at this time of year to talk about food safety in your holiday kitchen, just to make sure the holidays are festive. Nobody needs to have any kind of bacterial problem on Thanksgiving.
That's right. We want everybody to be safe. Thank you, Todd.
And if I didn't mention it again, Donnie's Director of Environmental Health at the Livingston County Public Health Department. I'm Todd Weinbrenner. This is Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ.